Welcome. Today we're heading to eastern Sicily, where Taormina's stone lanes and ancient theater face the Ionian coast, while Mount Etna rises inland. It is a compact journey of two very different landscapes, one shaped by centuries of culture, the other still being shaped by volcanic power. Taormina sits high above the sea, and that elevated setting is part of its appeal. The historic center is made for unhurried walking. Narrow streets, small piazzas, balconies, churches, and sudden openings toward the water. Start with the ancient theater. Its surviving classical structure is compelling on its own, but the real effect comes from the setting. On a clear day, the view can hold the coast, the sea, and Mount Etna in one frame. That view explains Taormina better than any checklist. This is not simply a beach stop or a museum stop. It is a place where the town's scale, its long history, and the surrounding landscape keep interrupting each other in the best possible way. Give yourself permission to wander beyond the headline sights. Pause in a quieter side street, look down toward the shoreline, and notice how quickly the mood shifts from lively main streets to older, more residential corners. Then there is Etna, Europe's most active volcano, and a place that deserves a different pace entirely. The landscape can move from cultivated slopes to dark lava fields, woodland, ash, and broad open views that feel almost lunar. A useful reality check: Etna is active, and conditions can change. Weather, volcanic activity, and safety restrictions may affect where visitors can go. Treat any route as flexible, check official guidance, and use qualified local operators when the excursion calls for it. This is also why Etna should not be rushed. The goal is not to collect the highest possible viewpoint. It is to understand the scale of a living landscape, and to let the day's conditions determine the sensible experience. For a short first visit, divide the trip cleanly. Spend one day in Taormina, walk the center in the morning, visit the theater, linger over lunch, and save coastal outlooks for later light. It keeps the cultural day pleasantly focused. Use a second day for Etna. Build in room for weather and altered access, and avoid tying the entire trip to one fixed mountain plan. If conditions are less favorable, Taormina's streets, gardens, and sea views are a worthwhile fallback. The pairing works because neither place competes with the other. Taormina gives you detailed architecture, history, cafe life, and the sea. Etna gives you distance, texture, and a reminder that Sicily's landscape is never merely the backdrop. Eat with that same sense of curiosity. Arancini make an easy savory stop. Pasta alla Norma brings together aubergine and Sicilian character, and granita is especially welcome on a warm day. Keep an eye out for the island's citrus too. Spring or early autumn are often appealing for milder weather and fewer peak summer crowds. Even then, Etna can be much cooler and windier than the coast, so layers are more useful than trying to pack for one single climate. Taormina is reachable by rail via Taormina Gedini. From there, onward local transport, taxis, a rental car, or an organized excursion can each make sense, depending on where you are staying and how independently you want to explore Etna. Travel with care, respect volcanic safety closures, wear sturdy footwear on Etna, and stay on marked paths. In Taormina, remember that busy lanes are also lived in spaces. Be patient, keep heritage sites tidy, and spend thoughtfully with local businesses. The takeaway is simple. Experience Taormina and Mount Etna as complements. One is history meeting the sea. The other is nature in motion. Plan with flexibility, walk with attention, and let both places set their own pace. Thanks for listening and safe travels.